Children of God by Mary Doria Russell. For Kate Sweeney and Jennifer Tucker, Hermanas de mi alma. Prelude. Sweating and nauseated, Father Emilio Sandoz sat on the edge of his bed with his head in what was left of his hands. Many things had turned out to be more difficult than he'd expected. Losing his mind, for example. Or dying. How can I still be alive? He wondered, not so much with philosophical curiosity as with profound irritation at the physical stamina and sheer bad luck that had conspired to keep him breathing when all he'd wanted was death. Something's got to go, he whispered alone in the night. My sanity or my soul. He stood and began to pace. Wrecked hands tucked under his armpits to keep the fingers from being jarred as he moved. Unable to drive nightmare images away in the darkness, he touched the lights on with an elbow so he could see clearly the real things in front of him. A bed, linens tangled and sweat-soaked. A wooden chair, a small plain chest of drawers. 5 steps turn, 5 steps back. Almost the exact size of the cell on Rakat. There was a knock at the door, and he heard Brother Edward Bear, whose bedroom was nearby, and who was always alert for these midnight walks. "Are you all right, Father?" Edward asked quietly. "Am I all right?" Sandoz wanted to cry. "Jesus, I'm scared and I'm crippled, and everybody I ever loved is dead." But what Edward Bear heard as he stood in the hallway just beyond Sandoz's door was, "I'm fine, Ed. Just restless. Everything's fine." Brother Edward sighed. Unsurprised, he had cared for Emilio Sandoz day and night for almost...